Now some news from the world of sports. I'm not sure if it was intentional, but the NBA decided to showcase its game to folks in England last night with two teams representing cities that are enduring symbols of the American Revolution, the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. And they provided plenty of fireworks in an entertaining comeback win for Boston. Tipping off at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time at the O2 Arena, while Big Ben struck 8 o'clock in the evening in London, Philly jumped out to a 22-point lead before the Celtics hunkered down on defense, which is their specialty, and began to chip away at that lead. Kyrie Irving had a lot to do with it, pouring in 20 points, while Jaylen Brown added 21, and Marcus Morris scored 19 and go with 8 rebounds. Morris was also involved in a scuffle that nearly escalated into an all-out brawl. When Morris was knocked to the floor in a hard screen by rookie Ben Simmons, Morris took exception and came up shoving Simmons while both benches cleared and a lot of words were spoken, none of them kind. But the game did resume without further incident, and the Celtics were able to pull away for a 114-103 win. The Celtics have now won 7 in a row. They own the best record in the Eastern Conference, while the Sixers are fighting to get into the playoff picture as the number 8 seed. They're just outside the bubble right now. If they did get in at number 8, they would play the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs, so this game may have served as a preview to those festivities. The cold snap here in the United States has abated for now, but of course you just heard the weather forecast and we've got cold coming back, but there's still no thaw in the free agent baseball hot stove season, with big-name players still waiting for deals that have yet to materialize. The New York Yankees, who made the one big splash in the pool, a cannonball really, with the trade that brings in last year's home run leader and National League MVP Giancarlo Stanton, they made a mild ripple yesterday by re-signing outfielder Aaron Hicks and reliever Tommy Kahnle to one-year deals, thus avoiding salary arbitration. Meanwhile, the biggest bat yet to be signed has indicated that he will sit out spring training unless he gets a deal worthy of his talents. J.D. Martinez has Scott Boras as an agent. He's made it publicly known that he's seeking a long-term deal in the range of $200 million or so for his client. And if you think that kind of money paid to a person for smacking a ball with a stick and catching it when called upon to do so is obscene, you won't get an argument from me, despite my real and enduring love for the game of baseball. Finally, the NFL playoffs resume tomorrow while the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be hosting the Atlanta Falcons. The New England Patriots will welcome the Tennessee Titans to Foxborough. Both these games should be locks for the host teams, but if there is an upset looming, I would probably go with the Falcons getting by the Eagles, if only because quarterback Carson Wentz, who was having an MVP year for Philly, will not be doing the signal calling following his season-ending injury. However, backup Nick Foles has played well in his stead. The only question remaining is whether he can translate that success to a winner-take-all playoff game. The Eagles' defense is excellent, and that will help him out quite a bit. In the end, it will probably be the Eagles moving on, but I'm sure long-suffering Philly fans will be watching this game with a little less confidence than they would have been had Wentz not been removed from the equation. As for the Patriots, the biggest challenge for them may be proving that a recent ESPN article alleging that there are cracks showing in the foundation of trust and the working relationship between quarterback Tom Brady and coach Bill Belichick are false. Brady, Belichick, and team owner Bob Kraft have all refuted the central thesis of that article, but the only way they can really put the piece in the rearview mirror is to go out and take care of step one, which is beating Tennessee and doing so soundly on Saturday night. There really are no excuses for the Patriots in this one, and unlike last year, they will have a healthy Rob Gronkowski on the field for Brady to target, along with some other impressive receivers. The Patriots should cover the spread, which at last check was 13.5 points.